Coach, what do you hope your team takes out of tonight? What are the lessons from tonight's game?
Well, I thought in the fourth quarter, a couple things certainly went against us. One, I think we lost some of our discipline to do a couple of things. We fouled too much. They got to the free throw line during that stretch. And then when that happened, it felt like it kind of compounded and we had some opportunities. But bottom line is this, I think ultimately, I think we played hard. It's going to be really hard to win basketball games until you can put the ball in the basket a heck of a lot more efficiently, you know. And so we look at, did we get some, there were some possessions we didn't get good looks, or some possessions they didn't get good looks. Sometimes they still stuck some tough shots. Sometimes we still stuck some tough shots. But on the possessions where we get good opportunities, especially around the rim, I mean, we have to be able to be more efficient with those opportunities than we are, or it's going to be really hard to win basketball games. You can't play really, really hard and not score the basketball, too.
And when you're talking about going hard to the basket, I'm surprised, and I know I'm a little – I have maroon and gold vision, so I want to say –
there was a lot of contact.
Yeah,
there was
a lot of contact. And
sure.
If the Gophers gets to the free throw line just a little bit more.
That makes a difference. There's no question. Yep, I agree with that. That was tough.
Anything else? You can't get fined. Anything else you want to say?
Right.
No. I think it was a hard-fought game, like you said. And you're going to see this.
Over and over and over.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and so from a toughness standpoint, scoring at the rim, or even recognizing, I thought there were a couple times, you know, early in the game we got really sped up. And took some kind of wild shots at the rim, but we didn't have to because they were good shots. We had opportunities, I thought it was around the rim, with some post touches that were violations, travels, or I think two travels and an offensive foul. So you get those 6 points. That makes a difference. You slow down at the rim on some of the other ones early. There's at least 10 points. You know, then you don't take some tough shots, you know. But I think we'll go back and evaluate it and figure it out, because bottom line is it was a long season and we got a lot of good teams that we're playing against, and we got to figure that out.
And like you said, every night is going to be some semblance of this, where if you look at your keys to the game, keeping them off the glass, obviously taking care of the ball, you did it for a lot of different stretches. There were stretches where you didn't, and that's when they got back in. You kept them off the glass for the most part. All of a sudden, you're down six, and they sneak in and get an offensive rebound.
Yeah, that was tough.
Those are the margins, though, right?
That
you know, and that's just you clean some of those up, and we're talking differently.
Exactly right. Yep, and that's a discipline. And we looked at it even in the Indiana game. You know, all of a sudden, we started helping from some spots we didn't want to help from. The Swords refused a ball screen when we were trying to put some pressure on, and that gave them some opportunities. There were plenty of opportunities in the this was a little bit earlier in the game where our post kids came over to help and we didn't help the post kid, or the post kid stayed and just doubled, or we charged kids that weren't primary scorers. So certainly a number of things in a game that you can go back and we can clean up and we can get better at. But I think ultimately, you know, you've got to score at a better than 38% clip in order to go on the road or at home and have success against good teams, against any team, but certainly against the best teams.
And you've got good scores, you've got good shooters, so that's the good news.
It is, you know, and then recognizing at the rim and scoring it high soft, and we will continue to put in a ton of time and invest it and work on it and keep getting better at it.